You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm back. While it may not be on the same level as when Michael Jordan returned in the mid-90s to the Chicago Bulls for Atlanta Braves fans, it means just as much. Ronald Acuña officially returns to the Atlanta Braves for the first time since last July, and the Braves respond with the big 5-1 victory. Welcome to the Daily Hammer. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, it's a pleasure to be with you once again. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, and the Road to Atlanta Podcast all at batterypower.com, as well as at BatteryPowerSBN across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. We're wherever you may want to listen, and we just simply ask that you subscribe. It allows for us to know the great support that Braves fans offer us, but also make sure you're updated for some of the best coverage out there when it comes to the Atlanta Braves. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me on at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. So I'll admit, my opening line for the Hammer today was a bit dramatic, but you know what? I'll do it every single time when it comes to describing the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. Yesterday morning, it was announced that Ronald Acuña Jr., a little bit earlier than expected, was going to be called back up to the Braves, his first time playing in an Atlanta Braves uniform since, unfortunately, tearing his ACL last July. And it was amazing to see the reaction. You know that the Braves, who, let's be honest, have just struggled, especially offensively at times, have struggled to start this year. Though Ronald Acuña Jr. may not solve all of Atlanta's problems, he certainly is the rare type of player that can really change the tide of a season, and it could not have come at a better time for the Braves, and the immediate reaction from the rest of his teammates certainly showed they were glad to have him back as well. Ronald himself did not, in his first game back, he got a base hit, he got two stolen bases, he certainly made an impact. It wasn't the home run that many may have been hoping for, but it didn't take that from Ronald Acuña Jr. to win this game. That's the other big takeaway on multiple levels from this 5-1 victory for the Braves. For one, Kyle Wright, 7 innings pitched, only 1 earned run, and 8 strikeouts. But here, to me, is the biggest takeaway of all. The 4 walks. Now, yes, I do understand that that probably is not the most ideal. It's not ideal to see 4 walks from Kyle Wright, who had shown very good control in his first 3 starts. But the fact that Kyle Wright, who worked through some some second inning trouble, who then had to work through multiple walks allowed in the top of the first or top of the third inning, Kyle Wright faced early adversity, and we have seen in many of his starts before this season that Kyle Wright, in these situations where his control got away from him a bit, it led to big innings that just unfortunately unraveled or got in the way any sort of solid stretch of success for him. But last night against the Cubs, he did run into some early trouble. It was due to some control issues, but he was able to work his way through it. It was the top of the second when he allowed the walks. But the thing that I'll say is this, it was great to see Kyle Wright be able to work through the adversity, get back on track, find his groove, and at the end of the day, he was able to deliver 7 innings worth of pitches, which shows that after his early troubles, he once again was dominant. So yes, the numbers that Kyle Wright put up in last night's game have been similar to what he's done to start this season, but there's the extra caveat, which I think is valuable, that he did run into some early issues, but was able to regain his excellent stuff that had allowed for him to have a great start to the season and put together another needed dominant start for the Braves. That right there, this is the best example so far, in my opinion, of us seeing the next level of Kyle Wright and perhaps a suggestion that his early season success is sustainable moving forward. But it's not just about Kyle Wright. It's about the bottom of the order continuing for the third straight game. For each game this series, the bottom of the Braves order was the spark to the Atlanta offense. Dansby Swanson, a night after getting a game-tying two-run single, hits his first home run of the year. Adam Duvall, the knockout blow for the offense in this game with his first home run of the year. Just a great development for this Braves team as they see some life starting to come from two bats that they really could use moving forward. I know Ronald Acuna Jr. coming back, moving everybody down the lineup, that certainly deepens the order. But even more important, in my opinion, than Ronald Acuna Jr. being at the top of the order is a productive Dansby, a productive Duvall. That really would make this Braves lineup, what many of us had thought it would be entering the season, one of the best lineups out there in Major League Baseball. That certainly would be a great development as well. So up and down, a very, very good victory for the Braves. Arguably their best victory of the year when you consider Ronald Acuna Jr. back, when you consider the bottom of the order again putting together multiple games in a row where they have sparked the offense to be able to give this offense what they need to now get a series win. And of course, Kyle Wright, even though he ran into a bit of adversity, he was able to get it back together and put together another great start, hopefully showing, that he will be an integral part of this rotation. And not only that, could turn into a needed ace-level type performer for much of the season for a Braves staff that can certainly use it.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Of course, it's a lot of fun now having Ronald Acuna Jr. back in the fold for the Atlanta Braves. But when it comes to Ronald Acuna Jr., it seems like every aspect that he is involved with is certainly fun. And so another fun reveal from Acuna Jr.'s return to the Braves was that yesterday morning at 1 a.m., that's when Ronald Acuna Jr. found out from the Braves that he would be returning to Atlanta for the first time since his injury last July. Last night, Ronald Acuña Jr. took time to talk with the media about that interaction, as well as a few other insights, including a part of his game that he feels he got stronger at as he was rehabbing and returning to the majors.
So, what were you thinking when you saw Alex's name pop up on your phone this morning or last night, however you want to say it?
Sí, pues en realidad no sé dónde cuando usted el nombre de Alex en su celular cuando estaba llamando para dar la noticia.
Claro, yo estaba jugando, yo creo yo toqué a la 1 de la mañana, estaba jugando Call of Duty, y él me llama y me dice, ¿estás ready para mañana? Pero yo sé que tengo que jugar en el DM, me toca otro juego en el DM, yo, sí, yo estoy ready para jugar mañana. Pero vamos aquí, yo, ¿cómo? Vámonos de una, emocionado, ¿sabes?
I was playing Call of Duty about 1 a.m., you know, my phone. And so I answered, and he asked me, you know, are you ready to play tomorrow? And knowing that I had a game in Gwinnett, I was like, yeah, I'm ready to play. He's like, no, are you ready to play up here tomorrow? I was like, oh, yeah, let's go right now. I'm ready. And so I'm just excited.
But what does it mean to you to be back after such a long road to rehab?
Sí, cuéntanos qué significa para ti, pues, de volver al equipo después de el proceso que fue tan largo y difícil así de recuperarte.
No, de verdad que fue un proceso bastante largo, bastante difícil, pero uno, yo le veo la parte positiva, de verdad que fue bueno. Y de verdad que todos mis compañeros, los coaches, estaba la organización de los Bravos, los fanáticos siempre me apoyaron ahí, yo nunca me rendí, gracias a Dios hoy en día estoy aquí.
Yeah, it really was a long and difficult process, but you know, I look at it as a positive, and, you know, thanks to the fans, the staff, the coaches, the players, the entire Braves organization, for all their support during this entire time, and I'm just really excited to be back.
If there's one area of his game that he's worked on that maybe he could be even better at now with having 9 months to concentrate on, what would it be?
Que si hay algo en particular, parte de tu juego, que ha podido mejorar teniendo no tiempo libre, pero este tiempo, o sea, cuando tenga algo particular.
No, yo creo que la velocidad. Yo creo que en eso fue, o sea, aparte que tuve que entrenar las piernas, yo creo que ahí era que me enfocaba más, que yo quería venir corriendo.
I would say my speed, you know, obviously with the added focus on strengthening my legs throughout the entire rehabilitation process, there was an added focus on my legs and developing those muscles, so I think there was just added focus on adding speed there. Coming in with the intention of hoping to run a little bit more.
At what point in time did...
While Ronald Acuña Jr.'s return certainly was the story of the night, the other major storyline was the continued, impressive, needed, and just outright dominant start to the season from Kyle Wright. Again, moving through a bit of adversity to start this start, and being able to overcome that and return to form and give the Braves a needed performance on the mound, he gave some perspective on his impressive night after the game.
You got into a little bit of trouble there early on. How good does it feel just to kind of recover and finish like you did?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'll learn a lot more from that than I have the other ones. Just didn't really have my stuff. Honestly, really at any point, kind of was able to get it together a little bit towards the later innings, but was able to make a couple pitches. We made some really nice plays. I mean, obviously the double play to Ozzie Dansby, that was a big one to kind of get me out of that inning. There was a little bit of a threat there. Even before that, Acuña getting that ball in, out the ball off the wall, like that was huge. Just having a guy on first instead of second, you know, that's a big deal. So defense definitely picked me up in a big way. But then, like I said, was just able to kind of keep finding my way through innings and, you know, got to a point where I had a little bit better stuff, a little better command, and was able to get to the seventh.
Could you sense the team being energized a little by Acuña's first game today?
Yeah, so I never saw him at the field today, like when I was doing my preparation, stuff like that, but you could just feel a little bit different energy. You know, he's a superstar player, and just getting a guy like that back in the locker room, in the lineup, you know, it goes a long way. And again, just that play he made just to get the ball in, like that's a big deal. That saves runs, and I definitely feel like it led to us saving a run that inning.
When you have a couple innings where you face trouble but never really spiral, what does that tell you about where you are now versus previous years?
It tells me I'm in a much better spot. Like I said, a couple years ago, the inning got out of control, walked a couple more guys, base hit, a couple runs score. So It definitely gives me a lot of confidence going forward. Like I said, I feel like I can learn a lot more from this outing than the ones where you just throw really well. Being able to find a way to get out of that inning, get out of those innings, and, you know, pitch into the seventh was definitely a big confidence booster for me. Again, like I said, it kind of goes back to it was a really good team game. We did a lot of things really well.
And so the Braves now did exactly what they needed to do against the Cubs. Yes, they're 9-11. Yes, there are still struggles the Braves need to work through. Yes, obviously, they have not had as good of a start to the season as they might like. But let's also focus on the positives. The Braves now have a series win under their belt. They've gotten multiple strong starts in a row now from Max Fried and Kyle Wright to solidify the top of the rotation. A big reason why the offense performed a bit better against the Cubs than it had over the previous week or so was because the bottom of the order came to life with Dansby Swanson having a good series, Adam Duvall getting his first home run of the year. The Braves now have multiple sources of momentum going into this weekend series on the road against the Texas Rangers that they've not had in many of their previous series so far this year. So not to sound too positive about things. Again, the Braves are still 9-11, but with Ronald Acuña Jr. back, the bottom of the order performing well, and some reliability in the top of the rotation, plus the bullpen, the Braves do have some good things going. And that's the wonderful thing about baseball. If you've had a great night like the Braves had on Thursday night, you don't have to wait long to keep the momentum going. And that's what we hope the Braves will do as they visit the Texas Rangers this weekend. And a couple of storylines to watch in this series, of course, is still the return of Ronald Acuña Jr. What is his workload going to look like when it comes to, will he DH? Will he be in the field? Might he get a day off, as some have suggested? The Braves have every right to be cautious with Ronald Acuña Jr.'s return. But in his first game back from a major knee injury, he gets two stolen bases while also playing the field. It's a pretty good indication of where he is in his recovery. And while the Braves should certainly be cautious, they also should take advantage of every opportunity to have the presence of Ronald Acuña Jr. impacting the game in multiple ways moving forward. Of course, another big storyline for this series is after seeing the top of the rotation answer some questions, the Braves now will look to the back end of their rotation, which certainly has been just a struggle so far this year. Some impressive outings from Bryce Elder as well as Ian Anderson, but just not the consistency that the Braves really need from the back end of their rotation. We'll get to see another performance from both of those pitchers this weekend. On Friday, Ian Anderson will take on Spencer Howard, and then on Saturday, Bryce Elder will take the mound against Dane Dunning. And then on Sunday, it'll be interesting to see what the Braves do. It does seem like there's a chance they can move Max Fried, who would be slated to normally start on Sunday, move Max Fried back to Monday to start that series against the Mets. The Braves could go a bullpen game route. They could look to, you know, maybe start Spencer Strider. There's a lot of different ways they can go on Sunday as the Rangers will put Taylor Hearn on the mound. But the big thing when it comes to the back end of the rotation for the Braves this weekend is simply control. Yes, you saw both Charlie Morton and Kyle Wright struggle with control early in the games on Wednesday and Thursday, but the difference was that Kyle Wright was able to make the pitches that he needed to make to get out of trouble and then regained his form to put together a strong start. Can Ian Anderson, can Bryce Elder do that this weekend? They absolutely need to. And the reason I say that is because the Braves need to take advantage of another series that they should win, and hopefully they'll get supported by strong starts. And let's be honest, we know that Ian Anderson can perform well in the Rangers' home ballpark because he showed how effective he could be in a playoff-type setting in that same ballpark back in 2020. That doesn't have a lot of relevance, but hey, it's a nice thing to add. But the two storylines for me to watch this weekend are what will happen when it comes to Ronald Acuña Jr.'s workload? Can the Braves' offense continue to be productive from top to bottom? But the biggest storyline of all, can the Braves get some good consistency? Can they get some good production from Bryce Elder and Ian Anderson? At the end of the day, whatever the stats show, that's fine. the end of the day, all the Braves need from Anderson and Elder is for them to simply put the Braves in a position, get through the opposing lineup hopefully two times, maybe a bit more, but put the Braves in a position to win the game. And then in this series against the Rangers, let the Braves with the better offense and the better bullpen be able to take advantage and hopefully deliver another series win. It's great to have Ronald Acuna back. It's great Kyle Wright is continuing to show that his success could be sustainable. And it's great to be able to go into another night of baseball coming off what could be the Braves' best victory of the season. Certainly hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Daily Hammer. Make sure you check out the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, Road to Atlanta Podcast, all as a part of the Battery Power Podcast Network, as well as at BatteryPower.com across all four, Battery Power Podcast Network at BatteryPower.com and at Battery Power SBN across all forms of social media. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Always an absolute pleasure to be with you. Go Braves. It's great to have Ronald Acuna Jr. back, and hopefully that can lead to another impressive performance tonight and over the weekend for the Braves. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.